Day 5. Determined not to be alone. Ruth. We read this scripture, Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. But Ruth replied, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God." Sometimes we find ourselves in a place of difficulty through no fault of our own. Recently, I was sitting with a gifted woman who described the last 5 years of her life. She had watched her family face divorce, death, sickness, financial injustice, and now betrayal. She finally concluded that she couldn't believe she was in this position. "How did I get here?" she exclaimed. "This was not on my wish list." I'm sure Ruth could identify with her. Ruth had married a good man, watched him die, then lost a father-in-law, and now a mother-in-law was leaving her too. However, Ruth knew she could not let her circumstances dictate her future. She kept focused on the bigger picture. And when Naomi came to say farewell to Ruth, Ruth would not let her go. Even though Naomi did her best to shake free of her relationship with Ruth, Ruth would not go. Ruth could see the greater purpose through all the pain. She knew that Naomi was part of her future and destiny, and she wanted to maintain this relationship in spite of all the painful memories that would be triggered by it. Now determination gripped Ruth, and she would not let go. And we read in this book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 18, that when Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her to leave. Ruth had made her famous statement of commitment, "Where you go, I will go." And Naomi knew this was one determined lady. She was not taking no for an answer. She was coming. Ruth had realized that she couldn't step into her destiny alone, and so she had refused to let Naomi's bitterness and rejection rob her of their relationship. Ruth had had the courage to speak out and so gain the wise advice of someone familiar with the decisions that she would have to go on and face. So often the enemy tries to disconnect us from people that we need in our life who can help us fulfill our vision. We need the wisdom of the older generation to win. As you come to step into your destiny, be aware of the relational challenges that can arise. The way you handle these times of crisis is vital. Often, due to the painful memories, we just want to leave and create distance between our lives and those difficult issues. We want to retreat, move far away, and forget. However, we must hold our ground, work through the memories, conquer our fears. We cannot fulfill our purpose as isolated robots devoid from relationship. We must remain open and vulnerable, even towards those who can remind us of the pain. Ruth stepped into a future, but not away from the challenge. Once Ruth was rightly positioned, the rest of her story unfolded. She found a second husband. She gave birth to a son, made Naomi a very happy grandmother, and became part of the generational legacy of Jesus. Wow, what a good choice she made to keep connected to Naomi and the last generation. So come, let us pray together. Lord, I ask you to help me make the right choices in this season. Even when it would appear easier just to move on and erase all the difficult memories of the past relationships, show me which people and places are still part of my future. Help me to be wise and handle each relationship with grace. Father, show me where I've become isolated and try to live my life alone. Teach me how to trust others to direct me. Father, let me be one who partners with the generations to bring greater blessing to those around me. Help me to be faithful in my commitments and to serve them, even when it's tough. Thank you for this. Amen.